Notice, when the Havamina was, it goes to say that one board after another, the Torah says now there's a space in between. We don't have one board right next to another. So it's like one board sticks out here, and then a little later another board sticks out. So in between the boards, that's not Makura. That has no roof. So the space in between the boards, that's what's called Rishus Rabbim. So Drashi, Kikom Arab Tachtem Rishus Rabbim Bidrosa. It means Berevach Shebein Shuris Hasidur Shoyusoide Kerish Al Kerish. They used to pile up one board on top of another board, go up this way. Say the record of Manicha Revach. They used to leave a little space in between. But say the Seder Acher of Manicha Revach. So in between the spaces, that's how you have the Rishus Rabbim. Whereas this was the wagon, so you had one beam here, then an Amma wide, and then you had another beam later. So this Amma wide, Kiseida had no roof. So where this armor of space, that has the shame of Rishus Rabbim. In that place, there's no roof. That's called Rishus Rabbim. What? Doesn't. Why? Oh, we'll soon see. Fret Gemara Michti. Shala, how much space? The question, how much space there was in between. We'll see how much space there was. What? Yeah, you know, it depends how much. If it's less than three tefachim, you're right, you say love. So we'll soon know how much space there was. For the Gemara Michti, Orko diagola kam hevi chomish. How long was the agola? It was 5 amas long. Abezoi pusya the kerish kam hevi amtopalga. What was the width of each one of the kroshim? An amran here. Abezoi kam moisiv. So how many boards can you lay flat along this wagon? If you only have a space here, it's 5 amas long, and you're putting the boards across. So the width of each board is an amran here. So you can't put more than 3. Because 9.5 times 3 is 4.5. How many have there? Kama moisif tlasa. You have to put 3 boards across. So that takes up the space of 4.5 amis. Poshale palga the yamta. All you have space in between is the half of an amma. So kishadale mar b'nei b'nei. You don't put it in one. You put like one beam here, a little space in between, then another beam, then another little space, then another beam. For the Gemara Yakasha, Bezoi, a Kalabadami. Obazoi, the spaces in between is Amish less than 3 Tvachim. The whole thing you have is 1 Amma. That's 6 Tvachim. You're dividing 6 Tvachim in 2 spaces. That's Mamish 3 Tvachim only. So Bezoi, it's Mamish Lovid. So Bezoi, it's Vaitikimakuradami. So the Gemara, Misavrit Kroshim, Apusiayu Hevi Manachlu, who said the Kroshim was flat on its width? Achudin manichlu. It was on the chudin, means on the pointy part. Whereas the kroshim was like this. The kerish, the width here was an amr and a half, this side, and this way kerish was only 1 amr. So the havamina was they put it like this. So it took up an amr and a half on the wagon. The Teretz says no, they put the beams like this. So mainly each beam only took up 1 amr space on the wagon. Because each beam, the chudin, was only 1 amr. It's the kroshim itself were 10 amr high, 1.5 across, and 1 amr deep. So they put it on the agola was like this. They put it across. So b'zayif fret the Gemara. Soif misa because misa have a kroshim apusiyayu heavy manach on the 1.5 side of it. Achud manach lu on the other side. There only has 1 amma. Fret the Gemara soif sumcha de kerish kam heavy yamta. How what do you call in English? What's that third side called? The breath. The breath of it is only 1 amma. The kerish kam heavy yamta. If it only takes up 1 amma, now you had 5 ammas long. So how many would you put there? Mestom, you'd put 4. Is Moisiv Arba? Mestom, you put 4. So you have put 4 ammas. So you have 1 amma space. So Vaita, you can divide up this 1 amma space in between 3 spaces. Is Vaita, posh, loyamta. You only have 1 amma left over. Kishadil lamar b'neo b'nei kalavadami. You put this 1 amma and divide it up into 3 spaces, there'll be 2 tfachim in between. So vaitis kalavadami. So vaitis can be called kamakuradami. So vaitis shver. What do we gain by putting the kroshim on the breast of it? Still, now you put more boards, you put 4 across. So vaitis, you won't have that a place that's a rishus rabbim without a kair on it. So tomorrow. Honi chalaman diyom kroshim milmaton uven amo milmalen kolin vahochin at ketzpam shapir. It's a machlekas number base. We'll see the kroshim themselves. We said was like this. It was an amo the breath, and it went straight up. There's one man diyom that hold when the kroshim came up, even though on the bottom was this way. On top here, mamish came to a point like this. The Kroshim on top came up to a point like this. On top here, it wasn't anymore an Amma wide on top. And Mamish came to a point. It was Hochen, Mamish Ad Kolin to a point. That's the way the Kroshim came on top. So if you learn it came on top, so if you put it like this, Mamish, this part narrows down here. That this part here is Mamish only a mashu. So this one, away from the next one, is more than an Amr away. That's more than love it away. So mainly have Rishus Rabbim underneath it. So the Marahoni Cholamandi Yama. Again. On the bottom, the Keresh Taka was like a brick, was a 1.5 by 1, by 1.5 by 1. But Mamalim, when it came to the top of the Keresh, Kolin Volchim, and Mamish came together, came slanty upwards, Kolin Volchim, at Kietzpa, Mamish came to Shirvan Etzpa. Then it chopped it, then it's very good. Because when you lie the beam this way, what's sticking out here is Mamish only one Etzpa. So you have an Etzpa here, then you have Mamish more than an Amr in between. So you have more than Lovet. So that's why in between that space will be Rosh Hashanah. No, because the middle of the beam, it was an Amr. Just the end of it was Ketzpa. Not the. So you only have 5 amas there, so you can't put 5 beams there. They're too close. You can't. You have to have some space in between. In between one beam and another, you have to have some space. So you can't put 5. It's too close to ruin the boards. You need some space. So you have a little bit in between. But even though in between, Mamish, it's Lovud, but I call upon him what's sticking out. The end of it is only Ketzpa. So from one Etzpa to the next Etzpa is more than an amar away. Then it's good why it's called Rosh Hashanah. So Drashi. So Hanicha Drashi in the middle. Hanicha Hodi Amrit Sharevach Hazir Rishus Rabim. You want to say the space in between is called the Shrabim Evein Lamandiyama Shuvei Hakroshim. The thickness of the crush and the beams Kol Avoylech Ad Ketzpa. When it got to the top of the beam, it was Mamish slanted in only the thickness of an etzpa. Ezekiel Meima Diker Rabcha Tvei Bein Dal Storim. In between the Dal Storim, you have much more than an Amr in between because. It's color ketzpa, so one etzpa to the next amma is more than love. Then you'll have a heketim, say how you'll have the Rosh Hashanah in between. For at the Gemara Elo, Laman de Yomo. Kesheim Shalamatin Uvin Amma. One man says, no, the Kroshim of the Mishkan, just like on the bottom part of the Keresh, it was a full amma by an amma and a half. Kach Mamala, who was in on top of the Keresh, was also Uvin Amma. The top was the same thing like the bottom, was like a square. And that exact square was one amma by 1.5 amma. When you put the Kroshim along, true, you only have 4 Kroshim, but in between is less than Gimel Tfachim, so say love it. So how do you have a space underneath or in between the wagons to give it a shame which is a rabbin? It's all considered Makura. It all has a roof going across. Talking about that the Kroshim had rings sticking out of them. They have the picture on the side here what a Keresh looked like. It doesn't have the rings here. The tabas here, like in between the Keresh and tabas. The Keresh itself was like this. They used to have the boards, they used to have like a ring sticking out over here. A ring sticking out, and one board to another board. And they used to have another wood going through it to hold the crushim in place. As though you had a straight beam, like 10 amas high, what made this thing fall in, this one fall this way, they would have fallen back and forth. So each Keresh had 2 like rings sticking out here, one here, one here, and then you had a beam going straight across it, right? That's right, when you had a beam going straight across, holding the whole wall in. Come to sight, you couldn't put one beam next to another beam because the tabas was sticking out. So if you want to put 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, you can't put them very close to another because in between one beam, you have to leave muffin for this ring. So how did they do it? The Kisser did it like this. They took 2 boards, they put them together like this. In other words, the rings was on this side sticking out this way, and the rings this side sticking out this side. And the backs of the 2 boards, they put together. They put 2 like this, and then 2 like this up here. So in between the middle, you had more than an amr in between. That's how you had your opening. Not called Makura. See Rashi? Rav Kana biat boy. So Rashi, Omer Rav Kana bat boy. Berevach shebein. Tzidei Hakroshim Shatabas Kavuaspim. They had rings hold into the Kroshim. Koma Rav Devi Rishus Rabim. In between that space is called Rishus Rabim. Koma You can't put mamish four beams where you wanted one here, a little space, another one, a little space, another one. Because you have these rings sticking out from the Kroshim. In between these rings, they put another round beam to go straight through it. The Kroshim were 10 amas high. What held it in place in the bottom? Only the Adonim. The Adonim is only one amma. Is Manas. The Kroshim itself should move. It should move inwards by the Fneim Oliacher. What's going to keep the wall a straight wall? Why don't the Kroshim sway one way or the other way? Ela Shabrichim Mechabrim Eskulim. They are these beams going through the rings that let the whole wall stay together. That we'll see later. In between the Keresh, in the middle of the Keresh, there was also a hole drilled through the Keresh. And that was a net. That one Tichon, one long strick of wood, went through the whole Mishkan like this. Even though the Mishkan itself was three walls, it was a net. And when it got to the end, it bent over the wood, went through, bent over, and came back again. That was a net. That the middle Briach went through all three walls. Now, Yosin Tabas Kufa, so he was sticking out straight. They weren't lying down. It was very wide. You can't put mamish two beams one next to another. How they do? They put two beams mamish right next to another. At the beginning of the wagon. So you took up the first two amas of the wagon, here you took up. So point of the Tzara Tabas, Shochitzoin Elechutz. Now the beam sticking out, the wagon had its tabas sticking outwards. So the beam facing inward, true, had its tabas sticking inside. Between these two beams, they didn't have to leave any space at all. The same thing on the end, the other side of the agola. They put another two beams on the other side of the agola. From the size in between, you had one arm of space. You had one arm of revach. So that one arm, you don't say loved, that one arm is called Rishus Ravim. That's why you have the Echidimsa. So the Gemara, at the boy, Hechimanathlu, where did they put the rings? Agaba the Agola. On the back of the Agola. For at the Gemara, Agola Gufa Mekora Hevi. True, you have this Echidimsa now, that two beams and two beams. So the middle of the Agola itself was had a space of an armor in between. Therefore, in between this armor is called Rishus Rabin. The agol itself, how do you make up a wagon? The wagon itself, Lukhur, we said before, was 2.5 amas wide, and then on the side it came out another 2.5 amas, the wagon, the wheels, and the side, the thickness of the wheels. The koponim, the wagon itself was 2.5 amas thick. So Lukhur, the wagon itself was the Makurim. How do you have a wagon? Usually a wagon is, you have a piece of board on the wagon itself to make the foundation of the wagon. And on top of this, they put the kroshim across. So true, the middle armor did not have kroshim going across it. But Shreti Gemara, the Chul, the Agola itself had its own foundation, own floor. What about the floor of the wagon itself? Why isn't that called Makurim? Is how could Rav say you throw underneath the wagon? It's called Rishus Rabim. Underneath the wagon is no place. Hey, the wagon had its own floor, Shreti Gemara. For the Marhechi Manachlu, Agaba the Agola, where did you put the beams? On the floor of the wagon. Abazay Agola Gufa Mekura Hevi. So let the floor of the wagon itself give it a shame of Kaira. So how could you be chayif underneath the wagon? And the Gemara, Mashmuel, the Yesedis. Enechanami. This wagon did not have a floor to it. The wagon just had Yesedis pegs. Like a mo, when you travel near, when you care like a cage. When you travel beam, long beams, you don't need a straight floor. You have a holy floor. You just have Yesedis pegs on four sides to hold up the beams, to hold up the crush from going across. But there was no flat floor to the agola. Therefore, underneath the agola was not Makura. There's one armor in the middle of the agola that had no kura on top of it. So that one armor is considered the Rishus Rabin. That's where Rav said, Yechayiv Tachteim Embitideim. Tana Rabbonin, this is the Brisa now. Kroshim, how were each beam of the wall, the Kroshim? Milmatin uvien amma. On the bottom, it was a thickened amma, the depth of it. O milmalin, on top of it, kolin vochen at ketzpa. On top, the mamish came up pointy, there was only one etzpa at the top of the Kroshim. What's the raya? Shenema, the posik says, yil tamim aroshoi. On top, it should be tam. So what's the raya? What tam? The chur tam should be whole. Now another pasuk says lahal nu waymer tamu nichrusu. Tamu means loshne should be cut off. So dashi now cut off means on top. It's not straight. An amo wide on top, but it's like cut off. It comes mamish to a point to one etzba. That's the way it comes on top. Rashi lahal nu waymer. Tamu nichrusu, ma tamu anemala halen, loshen klia. There, tamu means like destroy it. Is af tomim, ha'amakan loshen klia. Here, when the pasuk says, beroisha yil tomim aroishai, the carrot should be tam on top, it does not need mamish whole, sholin, no faket, it means chopped up. So on top, when the carrot came on top, it came pointy to one etzpa on top. That's one man diyama. We have Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Oimer, Kishem Shemu Matin Uvin Amo, just like on the bottom we was thick in Amo, Kach No Malon, the same thing on top, is also Uvin Amo. It was also thick in Amo on top. What's his Raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yachtov. It says, Yachtov Mashma, the whole thing should have one dimension, should have one measurement to the whole thing. But just like on bottom was an Amo and an Amo and a half, who then on top also was an Amo by an Amo and a half. Trasha Shenema, Yachtov, that means Kula Shovis. Means the whole beam is shoveled. So you don't make a difference between the bottom of the carriage and the top of the carriage. They both have the same thing. Good, it says the word yachta, but it also says the word tomim. And tomim l'chur means chopped up. And the Gemara, who? The leisi shleimim. V'loi leisi denisra. So it's like carrot. Tomim, he dashes, means it should be one whole piece. But as you make the kroshim, it's 10 amas high. Don't take two pieces and like knock it together. It has to be made out of one long beam. You can't make one kerish from two chatichas. That's the word tomim. Hidashin's tomim means mamish. That has to be gans. It has to be sholem, one beam, one thing. I leisid shlom leisid nisruch. V'idach nami for the gemara ksiv yachtov. The other one also says yachtov. So if it says yachtov, it's mashma the whole kerish. So you have the exact same shear on bottom on top. So tomorrow, who lele shachfino mehadodi? Yachtav just means the row of the kroshim. That's that you have 20 kroshim along on one row. It just means it all be in one straight line. You shouldn't have one sticking out, one sticking in. That's what yachtav means. It should all be one nice long row. Ve'enachnami, the kerish itself on bottom, it was an amma by an amma and a half. When it came on top, it came pointy to the top. It only came into one etzba. Rashid lo l'shachtinu, echod l'fnim, don't have one beam sticking outwards. The echod l'chutz, one in, one out. Elo moishav akroshim echovonim, zu ze etzel ze. Shemamish, the whole line should be perfect line. Sheyamdu akroshim echovonim, uviyo shel zu, connect uviyo shel zu. One thickness connected the next thickness. So when you look along this whole row, this whole wall, it should look one straight wall. That's the way the Mishkum is supposed to be. That's Pshat fin Yachtov. But not that the mamash have to be the same size on bottom and on top. No, the top was color, came in, came slanty into one etzba. The same way in bottom was an amma. Kach no malin uven amma. Who would then on top the crush like this picture? Look, mamash like a square on top also. It had a thickness of an amma on top. Hainu d'chsiv, that's what the pasuk says. Holyark is say ha mishkan yomo on the west side of the mishkan tasa shisha kroshim. They only made shisha kroshim. Hey, there was a tzofan and a durim side of the mishkan that had 20 kroshim along. Now the marav side of it only had 6 kroshim. Six kroshim is not enough. The inside of the mishkan was yud amis wide. Now 6 kroshim, if you put it a carriage straight along, each one is 1.5. So 1.5, you only have 9 amas. So either there's 1 amma still empty there. How do you fix it, fill up the extra amma on both sides? The half an amma on each side. So Pesach says, Yakasya Mishkan Yom on the west side, Tasa Shisha Kroshim. Or Shnei Kroshim, another 2 Kroshim, Tasa Lemiktsoi, to the corners. To fill up the corners, make another two Kroshim. The Asya Pusya Dahani, the thickness of this, Memali leila sumcha dhani. Mamish fits in perfect to fit in, to make into a perfect square. As if you hold on top and on bottom, it was mamish and amo, it comes out perfect. Whereas the Mishkan was like this. You had 20 boards this way, 20 this way. Now this way, you had only first 6 boards. That's all you had, 6. So the 6 makes up 9 amos. I inside it was 10 amos. The pshat is you put another board here. Now this board, went like this. That one amor of this was connected the thickness of the Durham side, and only half an amor went in to fill up the half an amor empty. Whereas the mamish in the corner, you had 20 this way and 6 here. Then you put another beam this way here. So the one amor here filled up was connected this one amor here sticking out. In other words, it was better like this here. The walls were coming like this, this wall here. So you had another one coming, this one, you didn't put this way, but you put it sideways. That one armor of it was connected to the armor here. And then this half an armor came in to fill up this. So if you learn here, it was mamish thick and armor, it's good that when you put this one thing here, all this was straight. But if you learn this beam here, the crushing came up to a thickness of an etzpam. When you have this board sticking this way, it's very mudnum. Here it's mamish like this, and here it's sticking out like this. It doesn't look nice. On this corner, doesn't come out to be a square corner. Because this board, this way, when it comes up, it comes pointy. It's only one etzpa here. When you put the beam this way, it's an armor and a half. So the armor and a half is going to stick out. So the top doesn't come to be a perfect point. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mali sumchinani elu lamandiyama milmatin uvin amo milmalin kolin volchinat ketzbam, but the top only came to a point of an etzbam. High eye of high nothing. The corners don't come out to perfect square because the marivs the Durham sides come out to be mamash on top like a point, and the marav side now comes out much more than that because the marav beams comes out the whole amo, so it doesn't look nice. And the Gemara Nachnami, the Shofi Luki Turin, you smoothen it out. You make the whole thing look like a slanty mountain. Turin means like a mountain. Just like a mountain has a slope, here also. Hey, it's this one beam that you put on the corner. For the corner, it's not a full beam. On the top taki, you smooth it out to make it look like a slanty mountain. See Rashi? The Yossi Pusya Dhani Umali Sumchanani. You put 6 kroshim on the west side. Nimtza rochvon tisha amis. How much is the roch? If each one's an arm and a half, you have 9 amis. Now the mishkan rochva yud. Then you're filling in the roch with the mishkan. Well, inside the mishkan was yud amis. So far you only filled up 9 amis. So you have a half an arm on this side, half an arm on this side. Nimtza chosra makoso chatzi yamul tzofin vechatzi yamul dorin. Or maybe shnei kroshim. You put another 2 kroshim. Echad lemitzoya zeh, one in this corner. V'yechad lemitzoya zeh, one in the other corner. Or myshivon eitzel hashisha. You put it next to the same line as the 6 kroshim here. V'roichav akerish amav achetzi. What's the roichav of the kema? The width of the kerish is an arm and a half. Nimsa chatzi amo memalav esayim chesaron akir. Half of the yama sticking out that mamish fills up the hole, the space. Marovi. For Amo, now the next Amo you have coming out, that's Mechasa Uva of Shakera Shadraimi. That goes connected the thickness of this wall, of the Durham wall. The Durham wall this way is only one Amo, so here this Kereshia filled up that one Amo. Hachitz Ninso Azov Yeshovin. The corner was a perfect corner, Mibachutz. Shnei Chudi Akroshim, Smuchim Yachta Vechen Letzofin. But that's good if on top it's an Amo. But if you say on top it's called a Ketzbo, high eye of high nothing. The chivon, the kereshechet shibadorim shibat sofin lamala kolabuva. One comes to a point. The kereshahu noisam b'mktsoya rochev amav echetzi. The other keresh now you put this way on arman here. Nimtza roichev a kereshah m'ktsoya boilit v'yoytzla dorim. This side is going dorim zayt lamala. Chutz me'uva shel droimi v'chena sofin. It doesn't look nice. Hey, some tops here, they're not, there's no, they're at the corner here, they're not meeting. Because here it's only a netzpa, and here it's only a netzpa on top. The mam is not meeting on top. Teretz is the shuffle lane. The roicha base kroshim shavikzoya. You have to smooth out the 2 end kroshim. Or the katsra on the mala, make it a little bit shorter on top. Machiv and shloye bolton. Shorten it from its roichim, that shouldn't be sticking out. Enechnami, keturin. Shashi ahora maholu, shema shapoyin. You have to like slant down those 2 kroshim to make it the whole thing look like it's slanty the corner. So according to that mandiyama, the corners were a little bit slanty. Right, the pasuk says we have briach hatichoin b'teich hakroshim. The keresh like we have here, Right, doesn't have the picture. The Keresh HaTichon was mamish in between the depth of the Keresh. They drilled the hole through the Keresh, and in between it they put an in between Briach. So Briach HaTichon, the middle Briach, the middle beam, the middle rod that went through. Hey, there were two rods going through the two Tavois. As every Keresh had one Tabas on top, one Tabas on bottom, and there was a rod going through to hold it in. The same thing in the middle, there was a hole, the rod went through the middle. So the Tono, the Nes Hoyoimit, that middle beam, middle rod, went through a Nes. That we said, the Mamish went through all three sides of the Mishkan. Even though it's not Shaykh for wood to bend, it was a Nes that this one rod went through this wall, then turned around, went through this wall, then turned around, went through this wall, that was a Nes. What? Mashm was wood, it wasn't plastic. The Pasuk says it was wood. The Pasuk was what it was made from. Trashi b'nei so yoimid. She'echad, she'achas, she'akroshim, kulam nifsunim bi'adonim, l'tzofim, l'mara, v'dorim, hoyo noistim avriach l'shloshas aruchais, ve'en lecho umen yochol asas kein, o b'nei so yonichvev, was bent by a neis me'elov, by itself it bent in to get into place. V'yasa mishkan ta'aseh esiris. On top of the mishkan you should make 10 curtains. Yeah. How long was each uriah? 28 amis was the length of each one, and some had 10, and the width was 4. So it was 40 by 28. Now, when that's what they threw on top of the Mishkan. Shadya orchayu lepusya. They threw the length of it over the width of the Mishkan. The Mishkan. Kama heaven, esrin betimni. From the size, the length of the urea was 28. So they threw it over the width of the Mishkan, which was 10 amis. So dal eser liigra, take away 10 amis from mamish the middle of the Mishkan. That's the width of the Mishkan was 10 amis. So 10 amis was mamish straight on top of the Mishkan. Now poshalu tesla haigisa for tesla gisa. Since it was 28, you have 9 to go on one side and 9 to go on the other side. The Rebbe Yehuda migle ama di adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda says what? That the thickness of the wall was an amma. So this 9, when it came down, okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that on the beams on top was mamish ad ketzpa. Hey, the beam on top came pointy. From the size when the curtain fell down, it didn't need any width at all for the top part of the wall. It mamish came straight down. So how much of the curtain came down? Mamish 9 tvachim. So it came 9 amas. And it came down 9 amis, it reached mamish to the Adonim, because the bottom mamma was the Adonim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only uncovered just the Adonim, the bottom mamma. Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, on top of the beings was wide an amma. From the size of this curtain, you needed one amma for the width of the Keresh. How much came down? Only 8 amis. So according to him, Miglay Amma the Kroshim, not only was the Adonim uncovered on bottom, but even one amma the Kroshim was also uncovered. Here. Shadya Pusayu Lyorka, the Mishkan, then they threw the width of the Kroshim along the length of the Mishkan. Kam heaven aboin. How long was the curtain when it was sewed all 10 pieces together? It was 40 yamas. Now, the Mishkan itself was 30 yamas long. Dal tlos in liigra. Take away 30 yamas for the Mishkan itself. Parshul lehu yud. You have 10 left over. Now, in the front of the Mishkan, nothing came down. They threw all the leftover only in the back of the Mishkan. Is the Rabbi Yehuda mechas yam adonim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the wall itself came up mamish onto an etzbam, so there's no thickness there. The curtain the mamish came down yudamis. So in the back of the Mishkan, it even covered up the adonim. Rabbi Nechemya migla amad yadonim. According to Nechemya, though, what came down, you needed one amma to cover up the thickness of the wall on top. How much came down? Only 9 amis. So the Adonim was still uncovered. Yeah. All right, stop here.